This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 28th. God's word to you today is with Him. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 7, verses 10 to 12, and it says, "Later, the Lord sent this message to King Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation, Ahaz. Make it as difficult as you want, as high as heaven, or as deep as the place of the dead." But the king refused. "No," he said, "I will not test the Lord like that." In yesterday's devotional, we established the fact that while Ahaz's response to God on the surface sounded deeply spiritual, it sounds spiritual, but it had no spiritual weight. It sounded pious, but was arrant nonsense, crap. When God says, "Ask me for a sign," what do you think would have happened if it were David? If it were David or someone that is spiritual, what the person would have done is to connect with the Holy Spirit of God and ask for a sign by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. The person would have said, "The sign I want from God is that a virgin will conceive and have a son." And God will say, "Done. A virgin will conceive and will have a son." Ahaz's response reveals his carnality, not spirituality. It is possible to sound spiritual and yet be speaking total nonsense, speaking spiritual nonsense. In 2021 and beyond, you will not be an old Christian. It is possible to sound spiritual and to say the right things, but what we are hearing in the spirit is nonsense. Repeatedly, I have encountered a countless number of people that when I ask, "What is God telling you to do?" what they are saying sounds very pious, but all I'm hearing is garbage, nonsense. You have to understand that what God wants from you is an alignment with Him, not with your thoughts. Many people are aligned with their thoughts and the figment of their imagination. What God wants from you is an alignment with Him. In fact, when we do not align with God, God considers it as trying His patience. In other words, not aligning with God is trying His patience. Isaiah 7 verse 13 says, "Then Isaiah said, 'Listen well, you royal family of David. Isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? How long?'" So when you are listening to people, you need to listen through God's ears so that you will hear what you need to hear. Isaiah 11 verse 3 from the King James Version says, "He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Isaiah 7 verse 2 says, "The news had come to the royal court of Judah. Syria is allied with Israel against us. So the hearts of the king and his people trembled with fear, like trees shaking in a storm." They had a good logical reason to tremble with fear, like trees shaking in a storm, frantically out of control. But immediately God said to them in Isaiah 7 verse 4, "Tell him to stop worrying." God told Ahaz to stay calm before God told him he was going to solve the problem. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, help me to remain aligned with you and connect to your heart always. And let my actions flow from a place of relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.